This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abom, welcome everyone to Daf HaShavua. Tonight's Daf is Daf Chav Tes, the home stretch, the final lines of Masechta Moed Katan. You ready? Okay. Yeah. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Kasha Yitzias Neshama Minagof. It is difficult for the soul to leave the body like knotted ropes out of a hole. A rope that has a knot on it and coming out of the open spaces of the mast, basically you have a bigger rope than the hole, and it's a schlep, it's a tug, it's rough, it's not easy getting it out. So too, it's not pleasant for the neshama to leave the body. The neshama wants to stay. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, kepatiri b'fiv eshet. It's like pulling cables out of a hole. The point is that the soul gets very attached to this world, and the more attached one is to this world, like we explained, the harder it is to make the...
To die,
to leave this world. V'amar Rabbi Levi bar Chisa, ha-nifter min ha-meis, one who is taking leave of a mess. Lo yoimar lo lech l'shalom. You should not say go to peace. Ela lech b'shalom, but rather go in peace. This is the way that brachos ends. Yep. Haniftar min achai, one who takes leave from a living person. Lo yoimar lo lech b'shalom. Don't say go in peace. Ela lech l'shalom. Go to peace. Hanifter min ames, one who takes leave of a dead, lo yoimar lo, you don't say to him, lech l'shalom, go to peace, ela lech b'shalom, shenemar, it says, v'ata tovoy el avoisecha b'shalom, and now go to your forefathers in peace. The proper expression to say about to a mess is b'shalom. The reason is b'shalom means with peace. That implies he's achieved perfection. He's achieved whatever he needs to achieve in this world, which is proper to say to a mess, but to say to a chai, by the way, pal, you already did everything you need to in this world, so now basically you could go die. Not a good thing to say. You say, l'shalom, go towards peace. Keep on engaging and keep on raising yourself up and keep on pursuing and running after shleimus. So to a mess, you want to say, b'shalom, you're at peace. To a chai, you want to say, go toward it. You want to try to achieve it. But you don't want to tell a mess, go toward it, because if you're telling a mess, go toward it, that's like saying he didn't get there. He lived this world and he didn't achieve it. What?
When do we speak?
So the minhag was, they would call out at the Levaya, lech b'shalom. Hanifter menachai, but someone who takes leave of a living person, don't say lech b'shalom, ela lech l'shalom. Shei David said to Avshalom, when Avshalom began his rebellion, lech b'shalom, and what happened? He rode his mule, and he got his hair stuck on the tree, and he was basically hung on the tree, and then they got him. Halach v'nisla, he went and he was hung. Yisrael told Moshe, when he was in Midian, go back to Egypt. Lech l'shalom, halach v'hitzliach. He was successful. That one son of Sefer, Pardes Yosef, that's why the brothers, lo yachloi ledabroi, lo yachloi ledabroi, l'shalom, no?
L'shalom.
I mean, they couldn't say l'shalom. That would have been the nice thing to say, but they couldn't do that. I mean, they weren't on good terms with him. They weren't able to bring themselves to give him the good wish. Okay. Now, there's halach and Shulchan Aruch that says like this, that we know that a person is supposed to learn every day. But when's the best time to learn? Right after you daven. Because if you learn right after you daven, you're mekayim, the inyan we're about to learn. V'amar Rab Levi, kol hayoytzim beis ha-knesses, le-beis ha-medrash. One who leaves the shul and goes to the beis ha-medrash. So nowadays we do both in the same place. That means after davening, if you learn something right away, or after you learn, you go straight to davening, u'mibeis ha-medrash, le-beis ha-knesses, zoicha u'mekabel pnei shechina. You're zoicha and you will receive the face of the shechina. Shenemar, like it says, yelchu mechayol el-choyal. You go from one multitude to another. If you do that, meaning from tefillah to Torah. Meaning, so you daven with the minyan, preferably you learn with a chabura. You learn with chabura, and then you daven with a chabura. You know, it's better to do both with a group of people. And therefore, like this, even though we try to learn every day, but in order to mekayim this inyan, right after davening, you should learn, the Magen Avraham says, at least pasuk echad or halacha achas, to mekayim the inyan of yelchu mechayel el chayel. So even a person doesn't have time to have a major seder in the morning, they got to run, but at least say a pasuk, say a mishnah, to mekayim this inyan. By the way, the next pasuk in Tehillim, this is in Tehillim Pei Dalet, is Shama Hashem Tchinasi, that the Levush writes that it's a skula to have your tefillahs answered, that if right after you daven, you learn one thing, that's a special kayach to have your tefillahs answered. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rav, Tamidei Chachamim Ein Lohem Menucha Afilu Olam Haba, Tamidei Chachamim have no respite even in the world to come. Shenemar, it says about them, Yelchu Mechayel Ochayel, they go from one madrega to the next, Yeirah El Elakim Metzioin, and they appear before God in the Yushalayim Shamala. So either this means in la menucha, because they're learning Torah even in Olam Haba, they're constantly learning Torah, or the pshat is the Tamei Chachamim, they have so many Maisim Toivim that they have residual income. They're mashpia on other people learn from them. So in Shamayim, they're constantly saying, Rabbi Yud, we're moving you up, you're getting a promotion, you're getting a promotion, you're getting a promotion. So that's how the Masechta ends. Hajin Allah, Ve'ilu Magalchin, Uslik Allah, Masechta Maikatan,
you've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.